Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, and this nice young lady next to me is the infamous Dr. Lisa Liao.
Oh, infamous
more
this time.
Than famous. More than famous.
All right.
Besides being beautiful and smart,
oh, you're sweet.
She is
you're
the smartest
sweet.
Person I know, I'll tell you what. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, which is where you want to be, especially if you want to learn about your health. And today we're going to give you maybe one nugget, maybe two, maybe three, that's going to change your
yes.
life. It's got some good stuff here, guys. These people really know what they're doing. So let's get started. So
yeah, let's
what do you
want
to talk about? We were talking earlier about peptide therapy.
Yes.
What kind the of a, heck is it?
I know. It's all the buzz. People always say peptide therapy. And we've been doing peptide therapy for over 30 years. And a lot of people are probably familiar with GLP-1, GLP-2, and there is a GLP-3. And tirzepatide, semaglutide, that is peptide therapy. Those are amino acid chains, and people are going to say, what are amino acid chains? Those are just proteins that are placed together that help your body to repair or help it to better affect your weight management, better to affect your cellular growth, maybe get your hair back, maybe, you know, all these different things.
Sign me
help.
Up.
So we use peptide therapy for many different things, from people that want to increase their muscle strength. They want to convert their fat to muscle. So we can use it for a lot of different things. And there's different types of peptide therapy. And we talked about
right.
GLP-1, GLP-2, GLP-3. That would be what I would call weight loss peptide therapy. Then we have things for cellular repair. And there is a whole host
Make
for cellular
better
repair.
Therapy.
Absolutely. And people will say, you know, but, you know, is it an injection? And yes, it is an injection.
It's not so a big injection. It's not like, you know.
It's a tiny little insulin needle, super tiny. And in one of our next segments, I'll show everybody how tiny that is and how simple it is to, if it's a GLP for peptide therapy, that's just going to stop the food noise. So you actually don't feel hungry. There have been studies that GLPs are actually helping to decrease the desire for drinking alcohol, for PCOS symptoms, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. So we know that it works for the hormones, but they're still working all those things out to mm-hmm. figure out how that works. But in peptide therapy, the easiest thing that everybody has seen is in the weight loss industry.
Sure.
There's been a lot there.
Sure.
And there's been a scare of, you know, are they going to take these medications away? Well, you can't take a naturally occurring amino acid away. So that's all I have to say on that.
That's what I was
going to
tell
repeat
everybody.
It one more time.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, you cannot take away a naturally occurring substance. That's a Supreme Court ruling, I think 2012, maybe before that, that any naturally occurring substance cannot be patented. So.
I mean, the whole country has gotten skinnier because
yes.
of all these drugs.
And healthier.
And companies have made a lot of money. But, you know.
But they could be amino acids and they wouldn't have to be a drug.
Well, that would even be better.
I believe in all natural. If we can do all natural therapies, I think that's what we should be doing. It's not a fit for everybody, but if it's a fit for you, I encourage you to give us a call or give your physician a call and ask about GLP therapies. And that's just one of many amino acid contents that we can talk about.
This is so much better than the 70s and 80s give you a diet pill.
Mm-hmm.
They had so many side effects and so many things.
Yes, there was a lot of
that
heart conditions.
So bad.
People passed away with some
yeah.
of those medications.
And so this is so much better. Now, the whole trick is we're going to have a whole bunch of people in the country that have lost 50, 60, 70 pounds.
Right.
And now they have hormone issues. You've got to adjust some things.
So we do. We have to adjust their hormones. And hormones are very important. You know, there are some things where people will say, hey, I'm taking DIM or I'm taking a yam extract. And a lot of those can be fine at the mm-hmm. beginning. And I usually say that for your 30 to 40-year-olds, that works pretty well. But however, when you get into the really hard part of perimenopause, you probably need something that's a naturally occurring hormone to be personalized just for you. Because not everybody is as sensitive as another person. Somebody may only need 20 milligrams and the other person may need 200. So that's where we look at testing. And how we test is with saliva testing. And everybody's like, well, why don't you just do blood testing? And my normal thing that I usually tell with them mm-hmm. is that blood testing will tell me if you're pregnant or you're postmenopausal. It's not going to tell me where you are in perimenopause. So I need to know where you are in perimenopause and where you are in postmenopause so that we can personalize your hormones specifically for you. And the difference is that with saliva testing, it's real time, exactly what your body is occurring at that moment. When we take the blood, it's like pond water. We're looking at a lot of things and can actually be old information that's been swimming around for months. I thought
the blood was the actual the way to do it, but so
there's
it's
different
just so
ways. I mean, we can look at serum blood, we can look at arterial blood, we can look at venous blood from the fingertips. You know, all of those have different markings in how we get information.
Don't prick my fingertips. Oh my gosh.
I don't like that.
That hurts.
I don't like that.
You know, it's funny. The funniest little, the fingertips.
Can really
bother you. But okay, so we've got this. We're going to lose a lot of weight. We're going to feel better. But I like the idea of like repairing your body.
Correct.
As you get older, that's the what doesn't happen. It doesn't repair itself like you want to.
And why doesn't it?
Because I'm old.
So what happens is that we lose the progenitor cells that turn over to make something new. That's why an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old can repair so much faster than a 50 or a 70-year-old.
Yeah,
so
no kidding.
What happens is that our blood flow gets slower. So how do we increase that blood flow? And part of that is the collagen elasticity. So if you think of like a tire, it's round. Mm-hmm. And that tire, when it's really worn and it gets thinned out, you know, it can kind of blow up and that's dangerous on the road. Well, the same thing with the elasticity of our veins. We want that nice funnel that's going through, the nice tubing to stay really nice and active. And it's like our lower legs have little vessels that will, and valves that will push the blood back up to our heart. So
right.
When we walk, we actually get the blood flow working. When we're stagnant and we're just sitting down, usually when people have been on a plane, they can think of it this way. They've been on a plane for a couple of hours and all of a sudden their lower legs are swollen. Why? Because they're not pumping the blood up. So they have to elevate them to help it get to the heart so that the body can filter it. So it's one thing that we can do. And if we can do it on a cellular level to help every little cell pump that blood, we're going to get increased oxygenation.
Right.
We're going to be able to pull in the good nutrients and take out the bad nutrients so that it can be
eliminated.
And
flush the toxins.
So
basically everything works better.
Everything works better.
You know, but I would think the more natural you can make it, which is like
yes.
with your amino acids,
yes.
the more natural you're going to have less, you'll have less side effects.
Correct.
You'll have better healing. Mm-hmm. And it may be cheaper than the drug. Because it seems like every time I've seen these companies come up with these magical drugs that people go dancing
yes.
across there and talking about lowering your A1Cs and,
yeah, all those commercials.
And all those commercials that
you
make
know how
me
I feel about
crazy.
That. I don't like commercials out there.
I don't either. So either way, because then you have, that's a whole other story.
But yes.
Then we have people coming in going, hey doc, I want to try this.
Yes. And a lot of times things that are on the news or on commercials, people will ask for them, but there's such a shortage, it's hard to get them. There's a new pain medication that's a non-opiate type
right.
of medication. A lot of patients have been asking for it. And I can't wait to be able to try that with patients, but we can't get a hold of it.
Something that's non-addictive, how great that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and there are other medications that are out there that have, back in the day, they would call them less, kind of like less tampering that you could do with it. You know, some people choose to use medications incorrectly. And that's why we have to screen. You know, people, we check their blood levels as well as their urine levels to see how much content of the medication is in their system. And that's what we do to keep all of our patients just on the rigmarole of this is standard of care. You know, we got to know what you're taking, why you're taking it, which we actually put a diagnosis code when we write the prescription. And we need to know what their tolerance is. And in addition, we do a pill count. And we see what the content is in their systemic system so that we know that they're taking the same amount of medications.
It's funny. You see medications and then you take something like simple like Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who would take one Benadryl and he would be in a coma for
yes.
8 hours. And I had people I'll take a Benadryl and or somebody else would take a couple of Benadryl.
And they get wired.
And they get wired. And yes. it's totally opposite. And I'm like,
our nervous system can be switched.
But and it's funny. There's no correlation to their skinny or fatter or taller, shorter,
nope.
younger, old. It's just the
system.
Way they were born.
It's their nervous system. It's their DNA and their nervous system.
Everybody's different. So
yes.
is that why medicine just is evolving so much?
I think that's why we got into personalized care, you know, 30, 40 years ago, is that we're looking to help patients optimize their health mm-hmm. and that it's specific for them. So that's why the naturopath industry has gotten bigger. In addition to what we call integrative or functional medicine. A lot of us doctors, depending on, I'm going to say, which decade that you went through school, we'll call it a little bit different. You know, here we call it integrated medicine because we're using the best of East and West. And patients who know me, I want to keep everything as natural as possible. But there are times where we need a good old-fashioned prescription for antibiotics and things like that.
Well, I can tell you that as many times I've been over here, I come over all out. We're friends. We're family practically and things like that. I don't see any drug reps walking in and out of here.
That's correct.
And so there's a reason for that.
And we want things to be natural, and we want to do the research on our own. This weekend, Natalie, you know, she's been on this YouTube
channel.
She's
awesome.
As well. She's great. And, you know, the two of us are texting back and forth, talking about, you know, the newest, latest research that we're reading from different patients that we have, that maybe it's a conundrum on what they're going through. And so we're looking for alternatives. And that's a lot of fun. People, you know, if you don't want to do research, don't become a doctor. But if you love research like we do, it's something that we're going to do together. And that's what we do with peptide therapy, is individualizing it for the person.
That is great. So we can always go to, what's your
website?
We
can go to Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare or meridianmedicaldental.com. You can also go to meridianhealthinstitute.com, and you will be able to find the peptide therapy under the medical division. And also the dental division, because we also use it in dentistry.
We can also talk about how you guys have used different type of therapies, for example, to heal my tooth that I
right.
had removed.
Yes, and that was in the last season.
It's been
yes.
2 weeks, and it's totally healed.
Yes, I mean, and a lot of people would have to wait months in order to do that.
Right.
And that's because we're using your own natural substances, putting them with peptides in order for you to heal faster.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay, we'll
coming
talk
up.
About that.
All right, so hang on. This is going to be exciting. You're going to have to do this again. So you have to watch this all over again, and I think you're going to like it.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and we look forward to seeing you. Have a super blessed week. Can't wait to see you. Please subscribe.
Please. Thank you.